You know, and it could be, you know, Jeff's business is a Sasso. You know, guys that come out and clean airplanes as their business, that's a Sasso. What I would recommend is that we encourage, you know, the smaller businesses, you know, to have a presence on the field and, you know, rent space from the FBO or an FBO. You know, if the FBO can't accommodate them, then, you know, rent space from a Sasso. It's, you know, maybe Jeff's got an office. And, you know, I'm thinking more like the, like I said, the guys that come out and detail airplanes, you know, that, you know, if Garrett can't accommodate them, then, you know, a Sasso, Jeff or somebody else, one of the other Sassos that are out here, do that. If they can't accommodate them, then, you know, lease space from the airport, you know, build a facility or whatever. But this is kind of, I think we want to have, want them to have a presence on the airport, and not, you know, being these guys that operate their business off the airport and take advantage of everything on the airport without any of the responsibilities. So we may need to come back to this later, but I think that's a reasonable standard to have, that if you're going to operate a business at the airport, you have to be at the airport to do it. But like I said, we can come back to that. Does anybody got any thoughts on that before we go?
Are there many businesses that don't operate from the airport?
Well, like I said, you know, an aircraft detailing business. I know Newcastle Airport's had a problem with that in the past. You know, these guys just kind of come out and do their thing. And, you know, you got, you know, aerial photography businesses or, you know, some of the smaller, maybe an aircraft broker or something that, you know, operates out of his house but, you know, meets his clients out here. You know, people are going to do that kind of thing. I think we want them to have a presence, some kind of an office or, you know, a shingle to hang out someplace that, you know, if you're going to do business with that business that's doing business at the airport, you want a place to go, you know, you want a presence on the airport. But otherwise, this is not really a through-the-fence operation, but you get into the same kind of issues. You know, the businesses on the airport, you know, are paying fees and they're requiring insurance and that kind of thing. But, you know, the guys may be doing the same thing off the airport.
Every other minimum standard I've read so far, not everyone has that type of report. Mm-hmm.
That is, the FAA said that's a reasonable requirement to require a presence on the airport for businesses.
I think it goes towards security. I mean, they're shuffling in and out like gypsies in their own schedule. It's tough to keep track of who's doing what.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's this document going to apply to? Basically, if you have an agreement with the county that you can operate a business and you are currently operating that business, then these standards will not apply. You know, you'll be governed by your lease or whatever other agreement you have with the county. Some examples of that, well, if you have an agreement to operate a business but you're not currently operating that business, once you begin to operate that business, these standards would apply. An example would be like your lease, you're allowed to operate a charter service. You're not operating a charter service now that I know of. Once these standards were in effect, if you began a charter service, you'd be governed by the minimum standards. And let's
see. I don't know that I like that. My lease.
Well, that's your lease allows you to do that.
So what you're telling me before these are enacted, I need to do just about everything that's on my lease.
Well,
it's already in your lease. You're already allowed to do it, whether you're currently doing it or not.
You're still allowed to do it, but you would have to meet the minimum standards. I mean, that's the purpose of having the minimum standards, that if the county wants a certain level of service and you're not providing that service at all right now, you know, once you start, that's the level of service that the county is requiring of you. you know, just because it's your lease.